Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and he's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning. Hey there, TK. Good morning to you. Tom Casper. Oh, are you there now? TK, are you there now?
I'm here now.
I'm having some problems. It's Monday. It's
Technical
Monday.
Difficulties.
Yes. No, it's called operator error this morning is what it's called.
I didn't want to be specific.
You're a very nice person. So this weekend, a little something popped up on Facebook that says, leave your dandelions. They're good for bees. Now, as I mentioned to you, it is part of our cultural heritage as Minnesotans that we obliterate dandelions. I married a man once who suffered permanent psychological scars because he had been asked to go out and dig up dandelions with a little kitchen knife every year. So we take this get rid of the dandelion, some people take this get rid of the dandelion thing really seriously.
Yeah,
now, who's going
to
win?
You used to be married to that person, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah.
And sent him out with a butter knife and told him to get all the dandelions out of the air.
I didn't do that.
A month and a half.
I didn't do that. No. That was his father. Like I say, this was permanent psychological damage. But we had a dandelion fork thingy that I actually use on thistles in my yard. At least not the decorative ones that I grow for my state fair competition. But I like. But you know, people... I mean, I'm really, 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 really fond of them, but most people aren't. They consider them weeds. So who's going to win on this, the bees or the weed-free yard people?
Well, that's a good question. And I, like many things, is really personal choice as far as if a person really wants their lawn completely free of dandelions or weeds in that case. Guess what they want to do with their yard as long as it's legal.
Because this is America.
Yeah. But the dandelions are definitely good for bees. You know, they have that composite style flower that bees are able to draw a lot of nutrients from during that time of the year when, oftentimes in our garden when dandelions are in bloom, there's not a lot of other plants in bloom, so it is providing for them. So maybe you look at a compromise in your yard, and it's you tolerate some dandelions. It doesn't have to be a solid sea of yellow dandelion flowers. Maybe you just have a tolerance level where it's some. And certainly knowing that dandelions, after a couple of weeks, fade away. And so if that's not objectionable to you in your yard or in your landscape, certainly letting some of them be for the bees might not be a bad thing. And of course, there's alternate uses for dandelions for humans, too. People pick the greens. Matter of fact, one of our favorite local co-op stores sells dandelion greens as a salad source. So there is benefit there as well, and of course others take the dandelions and make wine out of them and things like that. So maybe instead of the complete eradication of them, people are doing it more selectively and just accepting that they're going to be there for a few weeks. The bees love them, then the bees love you, then the bees make honey, and we're all happy.
And everybody's happy. And then you can add a little, I don't know, it's mead that you put honey in, right? You don't put honey in wine. This is what things I don't know about, many things
well,
I don't
right.
know about.
But you can make a honey wine.
Good. You can send your kid out into your front yard to dig out like every other dandelion.
Yeah, that's right. I'll give you 1 cent of dandelion and send them out and come back with 500.
Do it. Exactly.
Or your neighbors. Make your neighbors happy. Dandelion eradication, penny a piece.
Sure. You could do dandelion free in the front, maybe, if you have like a nice little front yard, and then let them just run riot in the backyard.
Yeah, perhaps. Exactly. You can kind of do whatever's comfortable for you. So the person that you mentioned earlier who was forced by a parent to go out and dig dandelions with a small kitchen utensil, maybe they only took one out of every three or something like that. And so there were still food and a resource for the honey, and if those homeowners wanted something to do with the greens, they could pick those, and they're completely edible and very delicious, steamed or just fresh.
Well, and I'm guessing that our friends at the Duluth Community Garden Program and the One Vegetable, One Community people and the co-op people that are just ingenious about having recipes for everything, not to mention the internet, would be able to, I mean, you could spend a little time now while you're waiting for the first dandelion doing a little research and figuring out, well, what do you do with these dandelion greens? What tastes good with them? Do you need to?
Yeah.
So have you ever had dandelions?
Yes.
Some parts are edible.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah,
like you will give them.
Actually very, very good. I mean, they're kind of a, not a sharp taste, but they have a little bit, you know, for those of us Midwesterners who are mainly used to eating iceberg lettuce, it definitely has a lot more flavor than iceberg lettuce. But
so when you're out mowing, assuming that you haven't treated your yard with some kind of nasty pesticide, when you're out mowing, you could just lean over and grab one of those leaves and just chomp on it and see what you think.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Make sure you're not in an area where there's lots of pets and so on, or maybe wash that green before you consume that green. But
hey, when we were kids, we just picked this stuff up. You know, we pulled a carrot out of the garden, we wiped it off on our jeans, and we ate it.
Yep.
When we were a kid, back when things were good.
Back when you ate vegetables.
Back when I ate vegetables, and my dad wasn't the dad that made me dig out the dandelions. Anything gardening-wise that we want to let folks know about that's coming up this week?
Well, we talked a couple weeks ago, and it still holds true. You know, folks are looking to do any kind of maintenance in their yard as far as pruning. Things like their fruit trees, now is the opportune time. That will probably be as warm as we've been now. Will probably be passing within maybe 3 weeks when those buds start to swell and start to open on those fruit trees. So this is a good week or upcoming weekend to get out, prune those trees, just a nice, good, clean prune, use good tools, use good technique, and your trees or your plants will love it. And same with our summer blooming shrubs. If they'd gotten out of control last year, you can cut those down now and cut them just 4 to 6 inches from the ground, and they'll sprout back up and bloom for us still this year. So lots of things to do in the garden. And you had given me a mission a couple weeks ago, and that was to find a blooming dandelion. And I've been checking around foundations and warm spots where I've been around town and in the area. And thus far, I've not seen any dandelions in bloom. So I don't know if anybody else has yet either. But
all right. Well, you go forth and find one for next time then.
I will.
Please.
My mission.
Thank you. Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Monday mornings right here on Northland Mornings.